USA Chat, November 4th, 2021. Everybody stays in silence until Sat joins the meeting. Farnoz welcomes her to the chat and thanks her for her time and presence. And Sat says hi to everyone and opens up the session to sharings and or questions.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Sat. Thank you, Sat, for giving us one more chance by joining us. I have two questions, and if you like, as usual, we can ask with sharing.
Yeah, if anybody would like to share, that would be great.
Hi, Sachin. I have a question. May I ask it?
Go ahead.
So I have your words from October 17th Science Center in reply to your answer to Vijay. You said, we're all having an anchor that is unmovable. It is an eternal anchor. And the more we remember that we do have this, that we do have a technique to untangle ourselves, the more we are in the art of living. Living in the world and not of it are two sides of the same coin. I didn't understand the last part of that, Golam, of them being two sides of the same coin. Is it possible for you to elaborate on it or clarify it for me?
Well, yeah, it's pretty clear. One side, you have to be in the world. The other side, you are not of it. You realize that this is just a show going on.
Thank you, God.
How is everybody doing with the art of living? Are you putting it to use in a daily life, or it is just something that you use when there is a need? Or has it come to be a part of your life? Meaning the balance.
I think people might be getting slightly sick of me saying how much a part of my life it has become. So thank you, Gwela.
Salam Satju, Nasrin Afa. For me, also, if art of living is the truth, is part of my life. Now is really part of my life. Even when I don't need it, not needing it reminds me of it. It's hard to tell. Like, for example, when I feel the bless and I'm under your grace and everything is good, I still remember why I'm aware of it. That's just because of my practices and tools and translating everything that I see during the day in daily activity with the tools. So it's really part of my life. I couldn't live without it. Thank you. I love you. Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
Sajjana Salam Aizadilam. This is Gopi. I just want to share one thing and talk about the art of living that I'm practicing. There are two things that is really always in my heart. It sat in my heart. It's been sitting in my heart. That you have said. One is always be aware of the silence and vigilant to that, and be always aware of the death. These two allows me to discriminate between real and unreal, and that gives me the tools so I don't resist any evil, anything that happens. That's the art of living that I'm carrying with me in my daily activities. I also, I don't know if we call it, it's called realization or some expansion for me. The other day I was contemplating on, the truth that you had said, different ones. I was, listening to audios. And then you were talking about the mind and how we can empty the mind, so those crowded lines on the canvas, they get faded away, and then you see the canvas. Then Something came to me. It opened up, you know, that if I enter into a new house, when I talk in that house, when I like say, oh, the echo, you hear the echo of your own voice. But, you know, as soon as we fill out that house with furniture and things like that, there is no echo. You don't hear any echo. So it roshan shod bar man ke when the mind is full of thoughts or full of whatever stories, you don't receive the grace. The grace is when I receive the grace when my mind is empty. You have said it so many times, I mean all the times, but this example and this thing, you know, made me to realize it more. Thank you, and I love you so much. I don't know if it was the right one or it was something that, my mind made up.
Well, thank you for sharing. Oh, tonight we're just going to share about, like you were saying also, and Nasreen, if we are using it, and if we are not, what is the problem?
This is Sepide. For me, it has become kind of seamless, and I don't really know if I'm using it or if I'm not using it, but I see the result of it often that when something big that used to worry me a lot hits me, something in me says no thank you. So I'm assuming it's the result of hearing the wisdom all the time and I guess practicing in the background, but it's just not as it's kind of a passive practice nowadays. It's not as active anymore for me.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Hi, Sachin. This is Nilu. For me, it's been the practice and reminder of this is not real. Don't believe it. This has been the practice for me to do the art of living in, you know, in my day-to-day. So things are not as concrete as they used to be a long time ago. You know, they lost their rigidness. And it reminded me of the article of Art of Living in the Love and Wisdom book, which really explained line by line the art of living. So I have it in front of me. If you want, I can read it.
Yeah, please do.
Art of Living. Our teaching is about the art of living. The art of living is integration of spirituality in day-to-day activities. The art of living allows us to live. It gives us life. The art of living is to be in the world, but not of it. The art of living tells us how to not give importance to the individual mind and the universal mind. The art of living teaches us how to live in the world and how to handle different situations in the world. The art of living not only eliminates the falsehood of body identification, it also eliminates the falsehood of believing this world is real. In our dedication to free ourselves or to have peace of mind, we have freed the world, the whole world, because it is universal. It is very hard for the mind to understand, but if you can trust me, you will see that no other remedy has ever worked. Why hasn't it worked? Because it was like we put a temporary ointment on a large, deep sore. So what is the remedy? It is the elimination of the false. It is the elimination of the false. It is the elimination of the false.
Thank you, Nilu. It's always a good reminder to go back and read articles like this, because if you're doing it, it gives you such a joy to know that some of you said is happening automatically. And if you have forgotten, then here it is. The importance of not just being a spiritual in a certain circumstances or certain situation, but to genuinely wanting to free ourselves and have that peace that the world cannot give.
من میراستم ساعتی دائما اون بودن تو دنیا کار سختیه و حتی وقتی که توی بیرون از حتی وقتی تو بازارم واقعا نیستم هر جوری که هست هر جوری که بشه سعی میکنم که هر جوری که بشه کمتر بود کمترش میکنم. چند روز پیش توی سر کارم و واقعا نمیفهمم که بیرون چه خبره. چند روز پیش توی سر کارم یه آدمی که رئیسم هست خیلی حرف زدنش رو نمیتونم بفهمم. خیلی استرسم. یعنی نمیکنه. فقط یه لحظه دیدم چقدر آنکامفتبلم با این آدم. بعد شاید مثلا برای اولین بار بود که احساس میکنم تو بیرون داره آنکامفتبل هم میکنه یه چیزی. بعد یه لحظه نگاه کردم خندم گرفت که چه آنکامفتبل؟ یعنی فقط تو هستی، فقط I am. چطور میتونه یک نفر منو اذیت کنه؟ شاید الان خیلی لازمم خیلی چیزی اونجوری ناراحت هم نمی کنی که مجبورشم یه خردی رو استفاده کنم، ولی وقتی که مجبور شدم دیدم چقدر آسون و چقدر برام مطمئنم بهش. مثل قدیم نیست که مثلا بگم چانی هست و از من مراقبت میکنه، یا حالا اگر که این کارو بکنم شاید این از من مراقبت بکنه. دیدم چقدر اطمینان بهش وجود داره. نه خیلی از اصلا ممنونم.
Very nice.
Your share is attraction. Being in the world for me overall is hard. And when I'm in the bazaar, it's like I'm not really there. And if I can, I try to lessen it as much as possible. And I, for the most part, don't really know what happens outside of me. A few days ago, I had this experience where I really can't understand my boss, like what he's saying. And suddenly I felt uncomfortable. It was weird to feel that something outside of me in the world could make me uncomfortable. And for a moment I said, why? And I started laughing. How can this make me uncomfortable when only I am exists? How can anyone bother me? It's not that I have to often pick up a tool anymore. It's that I'm so sure of the art of living. I trust it so much. It's not like before where I would say, okay, trust in the promise. The promise will take care of you. The trust is complete in a way that I don't have to pick up a tool anymore. And I want to thank you for that. Sachin, this is Radha, and I wanted to share also. I think so many people have said something along these lines. But for me, underneath the good things that happen and the bad things that happen, when something makes me uncomfortable, when something seems bad, when my mind tells me, this is harder, you're overwhelmed, there's something in me that knows that's not true anymore and doesn't believe it. The part of the article of the art of living really sums it up for me. The solution to me is so clear, and I trust it completely. I know that it's the only solution. Nothing else is or ever has been a solution. And so I think that's how I carry it with me. And I can't say that I pick it up or do something, but it doesn't let me get too far. I would say it picks me up and carries me and doesn't let me get too far. Thank you so much.
Sat, this is Cabby. I'm so glad you asked this because it just made me think about what life is like now. And I realize, I just see it, that tools and wisdoms just pop up all throughout the day. Whatever kind of comes, something just pops up to meet it. Teachings come to me, your teachings, when situations arise. Things like, you know, don't believe it. Will this add to your peace? Where did this thought come from? Is this even your thought? Make yourself small. Are you the doer? Can you really fix anything? What's the real problem here? What's my real goal? These things I realize are just always coming up, just making themselves available. And as a result, I'm really looking back at the last few months more, but there's just so much more okayness and equanimity with whatever comes, because it's almost like I know that that thing won't survive whatever teaching or tool is going to come at it, and it just makes it less the conflicts and problems and the thoughts. It's just there's so much more okayness, and then there are times with you where everything falls away, and there's just such this feeling of love and peace and calm, and those moments are just so beyond this world that I'm reminded in those moments that there is no way to compare this life to an ordinary life. And the last thing I wanted to share was I was listening to some older audios today. And sometimes when you listen to something, it takes you back to where you were when you first listened to it. And I just remembered myself for a minute there. And I was so grateful to you for this life now and this way that I see things now, and for kind of just pulling me out of that gutter. And I just want to say thank you.
I'm very happy about everybody's sharing. That's really lovely. And like one of you was saying, is repetition of the truth and unwinding our being from entanglement of all the beliefs and just maturing. That's what is happening to all of us.
This is Tamina. I just wanted to share something too. I am living with your art of living, and I'm so happy, and I'm so in a great place. If something comes up, which I know, as long as I'm in this life, it's going to be. I trust you and your teaching so much, and your wisdom. Rise up and demolish that darkness right away. And the heart connection that I have with you, it always makes me so secure, close to you. I know you feel me. You hear me, and you can even see me. So I'm in such a great place, and I owe it all to you. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I love you very much.
Thank you, Thaminijan, for sharing. I'm glad you're happy.
Satjan, this is Mansoor. Salam alaikum.
Salam alaikum.
For me to be in this world and not to be of it, my tendency for the longest time was this incredible sort of desire to cut myself off and go in a corner, physically separate myself. And I thought that was the way to be not of this world. Complete solitude, physical solitude. And the jewel that I have learned in your teachings was to be vigilant when you're out there. I mean, because of my situation, I have to be swimming in it. I can't just be in it, you know, intermittently. I'm there like several hours a day. But to be vigilant and to watch what, you know, myself from outside, like I'm looking out, looking in, just watching these interactions. That's all I have to do, and I've learned that does a great deal for me, just to be able to stop and just, like Kathy was saying, all these techniques just play themselves out as the situation arises, as when I'm vigilant. And I don't need to really isolate myself as much as I thought I needed to.
No, no, that is very true. I'm glad you came to this realization. Because, listen, as we know, God does not make mistakes. If our lot was to be a renunciant, we would not be married, we would not have children, we would not have high education, we would not have a job, we would not even live in the United States. Now, many, many years ago, when I just started with Baba, I don't even remember, you know, who said it. I think it was, I read in one of Baba's books, where a householder, if he or she can remember their own true nature, of course, Baba said God, I translated to true nature, they have done so much more progress than someone that sits in the solitude. Because they did it in the thick of a responsibility. They did it in the thick of temptation and challenges. And that is what makes it rare and much more useful, because now we know how to be in the body, but also to be God. And to me, this is true spirituality. Yeah, there is a couple of stories that I tell you guys later about how it is when you go into solitude and then you're forced into the world, how out of balance that can be. But once we gain that peace that is not of this world, we are constantly in a solitude. Because we have found home. And it's so beautiful because I see some of you guys daily that none of us have shrunk our shoulder and not wanting to carry day-to-day responsibility. None of us have resigned from the role that we are given. We still work hard. We still accommodate each other. We still attend to our children. And in my case, with, you know, you guys and grandchildren and all that. But now we come together and each one of you says, listen, I am in the world. But look at what I'm doing with it. Now, this is precious. Let's for a couple of minutes together as one unit of divine go home. As we are on the phone, our body and ears are on the phone. Let's just really dive home and experience that infinite silence as one. and then quietly hang up